You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more.
Colts training camp. We're about ready for some football here.
Oh, I would think so. Yes. Definitely an interesting offseason. Of course, Indianapolis, you got a new quarterback. Is that the too easy, obvious storyline in Indy, or is there another one that's kind of percolating under that we haven't focused on?
Well, probably two. That has to be number one, because it's been a quarterback carousel here since Andrew Luck shocked the Colts world by announcing his retirement a little too early, I think, for everybody here. But they've had Matt Ryan will be their sixth new starting quarterback to open a season, and that includes Andrew Luck, which is, you're not going to win NFL games. You're not going to win playoff games with that kind of change. They finally feel like they've got the right guy who will stay here for 2 or 3 years. The other big storyline is it's been 2014 since the Colts have won an AFC South title. Every other team in the division has won since then, and they've got the talent to do it. It's just pushing through and finally getting it done.
So I look at them, and obviously they have Jonathan Taylor. I see a lot of people predicting Taylor maybe might be an MVP-like season for him. Are you expecting him to be ran as much as he was last year? Are teams leery of overusing a guy and then just having him wash out too quickly?
Yeah, they are. Definitely they're wary of overusing him. And really, the second half of the season, why Taylor was used so much, sure, he's absolutely talented. He's got the strength and the breakaway speed for a guy his size is pretty remarkable. But the other part of that factor was Carson Wentz really struggling in the passing game. So they had to rely more on the running game to get it done. Yes, they are concerned about overusing him, and they don't plan on wearing him out. I don't think he's going to get nearly as many carries this season as he did last year. Matt Ryan is great at the screen game, and watch for that other running back, Nyheim Hines. I think he probably caught 40 balls last year, 65 the year before. He is a big-time threat. For fantasy football fans, Nyheim Hines is a guy to watch. He's going to be involved heavily into this offense. I think they're going to run a lot of two-back with Taylor and Hines, and Hines is going to get a lot of balls, a lot of carries. He's a big threat. They want the ball in his hands a little bit more this time.
And at the receiver position, Pittman Jr. is obviously their go-to guy. Like, after that, though, like, is it Paris Campbell, Alex Pierce, Patman? Who fills out the receiving core in Indy?
Yeah, you name it. It could be any of those guys. That's the one area that the Colts really kind of failed to address in the offseason. We figured they would sign a veteran, a guy who has been around for a while. T.Y. Hilton has been with the Colts for 10 years. Last year potentially was his last year. He's still out there. GM Chris Ballard says they could still bring Hilton back if they need him, but he likes this young receiving room, even though it's very inexperienced. Pittman is the number one guy, and he looks great in camp. He's going to be a solid performer for the Colts. But you're right, after him, Paris Campbell, this guy can't stay on the field. He's been injured the last 3 years. He's got breakaway speed. They drafted him early. He's in his contract year of his rookie deal, so it's put up or shut up. So this is his season. He's got to stay on the field. He can do it. He's got the skills. He's got to stay healthy. Ashton Doolin is another guy they're kind of excited about. He was a special team star. He caught a lot of balls last year, a couple for touchdowns. He's got breakaway speed, and they did draft a receiver with their top pick in the second round, Alec Pierce, a big kid out of Cincinnati, tall, lanky, has a lot of speed. But again, young receivers, guys who don't have a lot of experience is a lot to rely on for a quarterback who's been around the block for quite a bit.
Yeah, 100%. And so I look at that, and even at the tight end position, as Chris Widlick joins us, we're breaking down the Indianapolis Colts. You know, a guy who has teased people with his potential, but health and, you know, a few drops. What do you make of Allie Cox? Is he the clear starter at the tight end position? And, you know, Matt Ryan over the years, has you know, he's relied on his tight end a lot. Are you expecting them to use Cox more this year?
I think they're hoping to. Jack Doyle retired at the end of last year, and he was Mr. Dependable. Great blocker, a solid pass catcher, didn't have the speed really to bust it open for big plays, but Cox is the next man up, but they did draft two tight ends pretty early in the draft. Ogletree out of Youngstown State, who has really made his mark. Tall kids, got a lot of speed, and Jelani Woods out of Virginia. So there are two rookies that are trying to work into the rotation. Granson is the other one, a second-year kid out of SMU. He's got great hands. He's got great speed. But there are question marks, again, at tight end. Cox potentially is the guy, but he could be mixed in with some of these other guys. And really, Frank Reich's offense is tight end heavy. So these guys are going to have to come up big for Matt Ryan.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? What's the strength for the Colts? And I'm assuming they're going to 4-3 base again?
Yeah, they are with Gus Bradley. The new defensive coordinator came over from the Raiders, and they did sign two big-name free agents, which is kind of unusual for Chris Ballard and the Colts. Yannick Ngakoue, a solid pass rusher, doesn't have a lot of size, but he's got great speed on the outside. He worked with Gus Bradley with the Raiders last year. He knows the system inside and out. He could be the key to this pass rush. They also signed Stephon Gilmore,
yes,
the former a defensive player of the year with the Patriots at cornerback. He's got to stay healthy. He looks good in camp, too. He's a solid cornerback. And we can't forget about Shaquille Leonard. Everybody knows him as Darius Leonard, but he comes into camp this year, says, guys, my real name is Shaquille. I'd like to be – all my friends and my family called me Shaquille. I just decided to keep my nose clean at the start, keep my head down. As a rookie, Darius is the way they had me in the in all the guidebooks. Everybody called me Darius. I'm just getting kind of tired of it. I prefer Shaquille. So Shaquille Leonard it is. He's a Pro Bowl linebacker. The only issue with him is he's coming off some back surgery a couple months ago that took care of an ankle and a back issue. So he's not going to be on the field until probably week one of the season. So he's a great linebacker. So if he's healthy, they've got strength at every the D-line, the linebackers, and defensive backs. And you can't forget DeForest Buckner, that big defensive tackle, too. I think the way Ngakoue plays will help Buckner inside. So the defense looks solid.
Now, defensive draft picks, Nick Cross, is he going to be starting at safety?
It looks that way. They're really high on him. Kari Willis retired at the end of last year. I think he put in 2 or 3 years out of Michigan State. He was good, but they were really high on Cross. They traded up to get him. Big size. He's got speed. He looks like a good cover man. And he's not afraid to make mistakes. And that's pretty unusual for rookies. So I'd assume Nick Cross is going to be penciled in as the starter back there.
You look at that division, Chris. How do you see it playing out for the Colts? What has to happen for them to win the division?
Boy, I tell you what. This may be the weakest division in the NFL. Certainly, Houston's gone backwards, right? No more Deshaun Watson with the issues he's got. They're a long way from being competitive to win the title. I think Jacksonville's going to take a step up, certainly, with Lawrence at quarterback, but I still think they're a long way from being a division contender. Tennessee, it's hard to take Tennessee seriously when they let Brown walk, their top wide receiver. Sure, Tannehill is good, but I think maybe the Titans took a small step back, and the Colts are right there. Listen, they should have won their last two games last year. They would have been in the playoffs. They blew it. The whole team just dropped the ball. They've got the talent to do it again. I think the quarterback will put them over the top. Matt Ryan spent, 14 years in Atlanta. He's a real leader, something they didn't have in Carson Wentz. He's dependable. He really sets up the offense well. He's met with all his receivers and his tight ends on a weekly basis, tells them what they need to know, quizzes them on some of the offense, on what they need to know. He expects a lot out of his line and his receivers and his backs, and I think they all respect him enough, and they respect his leadership. He wants to come in and finish off his career on a high note, and he tells us he's got probably 2 or 3 years left. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He says he might play beyond that. If he's healthy and he's feeling good, why not? And I think he may be the key to get this Colts team over the hump and finally get this division title.
Chris, appreciate your time. Enjoy the season.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.